The majority of Michigan's international trade is with Canada. As an example, 57% of all Michigan food product exports go to Canada. In Michigan's 3rd Congressional District alone, Canada's Deputy Ambassador to the United States, Ms. Kirsten Hillman, explains that's $2.2 billion in exports.
We have over 350,000 jobs in the state that are directly a consequence of the trading relationship with Canada. If you add Mexico to that, then the numbers increase maybe even close to double.
Deputy Ambassador Hillman points out the purpose of a trade agreement is to facilitate trade by creating a stable environment, encouraging long-term investment, producing, as she put it, stuff to sell to each other.
So the auto sector is a perfect example of that, where we have components of automobiles, depending on the component and depending on the automobile, that can go back and cross the border 6-7 times before it makes its way into a vehicle. So that's not about investment. That's not about simply selling something. That's about building stuff together. And again, it's the technical rules that set the responsibilities of each government under a trade agreement that allow for that partnership to grow and deepen and for us to kind of each give our best to that relationship.
Hillman says there has been, as she puts it, really good progress in the negotiations, with many aspects close to wrapping up. When asked when a new NAFTA agreement could be announced, the response was soon. Patrick Center, WGVU News.